You know, the liberal media has always been biased. They've always put their political spin on things. They've always lied by omission. They've always engaged in what's called agenda setting by choosing particular stories to cover and then push those into the public consciousness. But recently, well, I mean, for the last decade, they are not just liars. They are not just the most immoral scum in any industry. They are evil. Here they are still pretending that they have no idea what the motive was for Charlie Kirk's assassin.
I want to add in one more fact about what I mentioned was what looks like considerable evidence against the shooter. On these chat rooms, and people have different things, people sometimes think they're speaking in a place that's more secret.
These chat rooms, notice he's not going to say what kind of creatures he's chatting with, but just wait for it.
...than it is on what they call Discord. According to the Washington Post reporting, he addresses other individuals and says, I have bad news for you all. It was me at UVU yesterday. I'm sorry for all this. More investigative work is continuing. But there's a lot of evidence that this individual did this shooting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And very little yet public evidence about why.
We have no idea why he did this at all. It looks like it's just going to be one of those unsolved mysteries. Meanwhile, the clowns on CNN, the leftists on Twitter, TikTok, and Blue Sky are continuing to claim that the shooter was a right-wing extremist.
You know, I'd heard different things about his ideology. He wasn't a registered Democrat or Republican. He may have been a Groiker, which is a follower of Nick Fuentes, who's on the right. But I'll say this.
The Groikers, huh? This clown doesn't even know how to pronounce the name of the very group that he's trying to frame. Because the Groypers have had a long-standing beef with Charlie because they viewed him as being far too moderate. FBI Director Kash Patel appeared on Sean Hannity's show last night and revealed some new information, which is quite surprising because Sean Hannity usually is a broken record, and you could watch his show any given night from any given year over the past decade, and you would think that it's a rerun.
The Democrats claim that Republicans want you to have dirty air, dirty water, and want to push grandma over the cliff.
A text message exchange where the suspect specifically stated that he had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do that. And when he was asked why, he said some hatred cannot be negotiated with.
So he told someone, most likely his trans boyfriend, who is now playing dumb, that he had no idea what was coming, that he was going to do this in advance, obviously because he hated Charlie Kirk. And they're also investigating these strange public posts from numerous individuals in their inner circle who were hinting that they knew something was about to happen that day. Of course, the leftists online and in the media are liars and in denial, and further evidence shows that he was dating a trans girlfriend who identified also as a furry. Was the information that their neighbor provided to the media. And while this has been a very difficult week for all of us, the hardest in my career, having to go through all of this horrifying information and put it together and process it and present it in a calm manner, not letting my anger and my disgust just take over, knowing just how evil the left is and how many of them there are out there, I know that this meme is something that we can all find a good laugh at. It's a blessing that the assassin wasn't black, because there wouldn't have been a father to turn him in. Get it? Because 75% of the households in the black community have no father in the picture. Of course, we all understand that and know that this is a hilarious meme. But I posted it over on Facebook, and because of the nature of that platform, people can share things, and then it gets outside of the circle of the usual audience. I did get a lot of nasty comments about it from people who obviously don't have a sense of humor and those with black fragility. Oh, by the way, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because obviously you're not going to find information, analysis, and politically incorrect honesty like this anywhere else. And speaking of different bubbles, I'm sure that nobody subscribed to my channel watched the Emmys on Sunday, which are one of the worthless award shows in Hollywood, and from the news reports, they were totally silent on Charlie Kirk's assassination, not even mentioning violence or anything of the nature, just like it didn't exist. Yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance hosted Charlie Kirk's show, filling in for our lost brother, and said this.
And while our side of the aisle certainly has its crazies, it is a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left.
There he used that word that they're upset about, lunatics. They say that that is inciting violence against them. The Penguin responded by saying, "This kind of divisive rhetoric is beneath the dignity of the office of the Vice President of the United States. The Vice President's claim also isn't backed by evidence. In fact, most data points in the opposite direction, really." It's time for another montage, I guess, of the Democrats so we can hear what's coming right out of the horse's mouth.
Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
This is what kicking the shit out of fascism looks like.
Try to prevent the spread of the lawlessness and the fascist chaos that's been unleashed against us.
So when we say Donald Trump is a fascist, fascism, a huge component of fascism, is uniting racism, bigotry, a form of racist nationalism.
This is, we are now living in a fascist dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. We are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country. We're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government.
Not only to roll over to Donald Trump's will, but to roll over our democracy and allow him to take over this country as a fascist dictator.
When fascism isn't just coming, it's already here.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said, "No one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core."
Here's a very popular leftist, blue-haired, bisexual streamer on Twitch and on YouTube who goes by the name of Destiny, openly, explicitly, without a doubt, calling for violence against us.
Out the crime statistics?
Not exactly like...
You need conservatives to be afraid of getting killed when they go to events so that they look to their leadership to turn down the temperature. The issue is right now, they don't feel like there's any fear. Like, I don't know. It's like memes. It's just memes to everybody, I guess.
Of course, he doesn't get banned from YouTube or from Twitch, although this clip is going viral again and is putting a lot of pressure on them, so we'll see. I highly doubt it. And if he doesn't get indicted along with just countless others for incitement to violence by the FBI, then they are completely worthless. Here's California State Legislator Scott Wiener, who has successfully proposed and gotten numerous unbelievably psychotic bills passed into law in California, one of them being decriminalizing gays from knowingly or purposefully spreading HIV to others. Now, it's no longer a felony in California for years. Now it's just like getting a parking ticket for them. Charlie Kirk did not deserve to die. Also, Charlie Kirk was a vile bigot who did immeasurable harm to so many people by normalizing dehumanization. Yes, having debates on college campuses is a good thing, but dehumanizing people and persuading others to do so is horrific. So it's good to have debates on college campuses, but only within the parameters that the leftists set. People, normal people, are so outraged over not just what happened, but the left's reaction. The just countless thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people posting online celebrating Charlie being assassinated and encouraging more assassinations. So some people are taking it upon themselves to contact their employers, and this is not cancel culture, this is accountability culture, because if somebody is celebrating the murder of somebody like that, then they're not safe to be around on college campus, at work. These are the kinds of people who would poison your coffee if they could. These are the kinds of people who wouldn't alert you to a terrible danger on the job site, hoping that you would fall victim to it. And so now the left are very upset that they're being held accountable for being such vile, despicable, disgusting subhumans.
I think that this push for mass firings could become quite significant, and it already is. I mean, compared to the aftermath of January 6th, this does seem to be turning into a very aggressive attempt to purge not just, you know, government officials or in the Hegseth example in the Defense Department, but also specifically people who work in education, who work in healthcare, who work in government. Those are the fields that a lot of these right-wing figures have been mentioning over and over again when talking about how just random internet users have responded to this shooting.
What are they doing? Are they scouring social media? Is that what they're doing? Or getting hearsay? Somebody said something? I mean,
so there's one website called Charlie's Murderers that's gotten a huge following on TikTok.
Oh, thanks for plugging that, sir. I wasn't aware of the name of that. I'm going to have to write that down.
Sorry, on Twitter. And they basically have assembled over, the last count I saw was like 40,000 different examples of just, you know, essentially a grassroots, people giving screenshots, names, professions. So it's already getting a little bit out of hand.
Oh, it's out of hand to want to purge these despicable people from our civil society. People, I'm sorry, creatures like this.
Oh man, did you guys see that? That activist in America, Charlie Kirk, he got shot. Did you see that? That guy loves gun violence and he got shot. Did you see that? Oh man, Charlie Kirk, you know, to the Charlie Kirk family. Did you see all that blood that came out of his body? Boy, it was like, whoa!
But don't worry, liberals, servants of Satan. This man has come up with the ingenious method to counter us.
With all of the people getting fired from their jobs, with everything going on, I just want to bring up the possibility of if you see somebody spitting rampant hate speech against minorities or
like crime statistics
or trans people or
scientific facts,
gay people, or just anybody in general, see if you can get them fired.
That's what you guys have been doing to us for the last 10 years. So now we're giving you a taste of your own medicine. But instead of giving it to you by a spoon, we're giving it to you with a fire hose. President Trump was asked at a press conference yesterday if he would designate Antifa finally a domestic terrorist organization, but said that that is basically up to Pam Bondi, who we all know is incompetent.
Given with all the that's going on with Charlie Kirk's assassination and the left wing, a lot of left wing violence going on, do you have plans? And actually, this is a great opportunity with all these. Do you plan on designating Antifa finally a domestic terror organization?
Well, it's something I would do, yeah. If I have support from the people back here, I think we'd start with Pam, I think. But I would, if you give me, I would do that 100%. And others also, by the way. But Antifa is terrible.
Are there other groups that you can make up?
There are other groups, yeah. There are other groups. We have some pretty radical groups, and they got away with murder. And also,
they burned down countless cities across America, causing billions of dollars worth of damage. Black Lives Matter should be labeled a domestic terrorist group as well. So that has infuriated the left even more. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news or a big downer, but I don't think that things are going to get any better. Top Trump officials, this from the New York Times, used Charlie Kirk's death to threaten liberal groups making unsubstantiated claims about a domestic terrorist movement. And then shortly after that article was published, Donald Trump announced that he's going to sue them for $15 billion for defamation and libel. Remember when Jerry Nadler, the Penguin, said that Antifa just doesn't exist?
True. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sir, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
It is crazy because they are crazy and they are at war with us. That's why I called my last book The War on Conservatives. If you enjoy watching my videos, you really like reading the books. They're a lot more serious, a lot more in-depth. There's almost 1,000 footnotes. It's a very different side to me. You'll be quite impressed. Go read the reviews on Amazon and then order it in paperback or hardcover, or download it from any of the ebook stores. And be sure to check out some of my merch from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. I know I need some new designs. I've just been too busy this year, but some great designs over there if you want to go and check them out. Great way to signal to others that you're in the know, that you're a viewer of this channel. Your purchase helps sponsor my channel. They're available in t-shirt, long sleeve hoodie, and tank tops, and women's cuts as well. A whole bunch of mugs over there as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.